Ray Holman from UAW 6000. Ray, how are you?
Doing great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I have been trying to get a hold of Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, and I'm told that he hasn't been available the last couple of days. We'll continue trying because, as was reported in the Detroit Free Press, he's introduced a bill that is seeking to bar graduate student research assistants from unionizing in Michigan. Yesterday, he held a hearing with the Senate Government Operations Committee regarding the newly introduced bill, and I just wanted to get your take on that. We had Jeremy Moore, who is a graduate assistant for the University of Michigan. He was on the program yesterday. He's going to be back on today to tell us how that went because he was there and he spoke before that committee. Why is Senator Richardville trying to stop those folks from unionizing?
Well, you know, actually, I was at that hearing yesterday, Tony, and it's Senate Bill 971. And essentially, you know, it's an argument whether graduate students, you know, are employees or whether they're full-time students. And it was a pretty heated hearing. Of course, I work for the UAW Local 6000 and we represent state employees. But on a bigger picture, any time you take away people's collective bargaining rights, it's not a good thing. And, you know, we oppose that legislation. And unfortunately, we're now over 100 bills that come after collective bargaining rights. And just one more small cut at the labor movement. Like I said before, it's something that when you have your rights taken away, it's not a good thing.
How was it heated?
Well, there was, you know, arguments regarding whether they were students or whether they're employees. There was graduate students that testified that were on both sides of the issue. Senator Whitmer, you know, who's from the 33rd District right here in the Lansing area, is on that particular committee, and she spoke very eloquently, as she always does, in opposition to it. So it's a... one of the pieces of legislation that we're dealing with right now is a labor movement that, you know, we disagree with.
Well, when talking about that bill, I mean, come on, it's not rocket science. We know graduate students make next to nothing, and they work probably more than the actual profs do themselves in many cases. Whether they need to unionize or not, who can debate that? But it seems like if folks choose to do so, they should have the opportunity to do so. So after witnessing that, what happens next?
Well, you know, that's a great point. And one thing, too, just to kind of fill in what you just mentioned, Tony, is, you know, people vote in unions. The unions are run through a democratic process, through majority rule. So it's not as if people are forced to be in a union, and it's something that the students / workers, you know, wanted. But to answer your question, I believe it's going to go on to the full Senate. And, of course, for something to become law, it will have to pass the House of Representatives. And ultimately, will land on the governor's
desk. Well, it keeps bringing up an interesting question, and that is, should people be allowed to unionize? Well, I would think in America we would, but that always brings you and I to opposition whether folks should be forced to be in a union, should be forced to have monies submitted to union dues when they can't afford to or choose not to do so. I know that you have argued several times here that the benefits that these people reap go way beyond just the money going towards charitable campaigns or and other type non-union type situations, and I would imagine you still feel that way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the power of having a collective bargaining unit is huge, and, you know, it's about giving people dignity at the workplace and a voice. And it's also something where we have success. I mean, you look at the big three in our contracts, the employees' contracts, we're able to work out our problems and find efficiencies working with management. But when you're talking about right-to-work legislation, what it boils down to is a power grab, and it's a way to bring down wages, take away people's ability to have a pension or health care because it weakens people's power. You know, it's a power grab, And the sad thing about it is, whether you belong to a union or not, when you have collective bargaining, it brings up everybody's wages. And, you know, the perfect example is state employees. We fought to maintain wages and benefits, but there's a lot of employees and managers that work for state government that also benefited from our collective bargaining unit and working with the other state employee unions to have a successful outcome in the bargaining.
Ray, in 2 years of doing this news show, I have learned that no matter who's in power, they're always going to try and get more power. I would think, because I've seen it happen, that if the Democrats were in power, they try to do whatever they can to put the tip the scales to their side, and that's where the Republicans are now, and that's just the way of politics. And both sides will keep battling just to hold ground.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and you know that's why elections are just so important. And of course, you know, this year we're gonna have a presidential election. But here in Michigan, the House of Representatives will be up for grabs. So you're right. And if the Democrats can pick up 9 seats, they can wrestle power back again. If not, the Republicans hold on to it. So it'll be fought out at the ballot box,
all right,
for sure.
Ray, before I let you go, what other bills are you keeping an eye on?
Well, like I mentioned before, there's 100 pieces of legislation that we're concerned about. And number one probably would be House Bill 5025, which is a union dues checkoff bill. But there's just so many different pieces of legislation moving around. You literally have to have me on the show for 12 hours straight.
Ray Holman is with UAW 6000. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Tony.